Well, good morning, everybody. Today it is Thursday, and we are continuing our midweek devotional series, and today also happens to be National Day of Prayer. So make sure you're spending extra time communing with God, praying to Him, and giving yourself to Him. And that's something we're going to kind of be talking about today. And we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 through 11, and I'll read those now. It says, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." And so really the first thing that we can learn from this passage is that we should be comforted that we are alive in Christ. And the big thing with this is, since we are alive in Christ, we are not destined for wrath. That God's wrath was moved from that point of wrath, and Jesus took that, and rather we have life in Christ. That is, we have salvation through Christ. That's the second thing, right? It says, but to obtain salvation through our Lord. And that is what we've obtained. That is, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. And we could be comforted with that, right? That we no longer have wrath, but rather we have salvation through Jesus Christ. And we can be comforted also knowing that we are alive in Christ. That the life we live is no longer ours. Actually, when you read Galatians 2:20, it says this: "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Right? Because Jesus died for him, it is no longer his life that he is living, rather it is Christ who lives in him. And that is a huge comfort to us, right? That we have Christ living in us, because he died for us, because he loved us. And so, when you continue on, that's verses 9 through 10, and then we get to verse 11, and it says, "Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." Right? And so he says, "Therefore," that is, "Therefore, since you have not got wrath, rather you obtained salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, you should comfort each other and edify one another." It is that comfort that we are to comfort each other with. We are to encourage each other because we have obtained that eternal life. He is connecting the therefore. He is connecting what was said with therefore. So, today, when you think about that, we can think about how we can encourage other people. How can we comfort each other, and how can we edify one another, especially during this time of prayer? And although we aren't going to gather together for prayer, there's a few things that I want you to think about for this National Day of Prayer. Three things. So the first thing is, take time to pray to God for the salvation you have obtained through Him, right? Take some special time communing with an almighty God, thanking Him for the salvation He has given you. That's the first thing. Second of all, thank you for the life that He has given you, that the life you live is no longer your own. It is Christ who lives in you. You have someone in you, the Holy Spirit, guiding you and walking you through this life. Thank God for that, that you are never alone, that you always have the omnipresent God with you. And the last thing I want you to do is take time to encourage and pray with others. That is, comfort each other and edify one another. And there's probably a lot of people that you haven't seen in a while. Maybe even people that you haven't talked to since the last time we met for church. Take some time today to call that person, talk with them, edify them, and pray with them. During this time of prayer. And if you can't do that, maybe you can write a postcard or email someone, say, "Hey, I'm thinking and just want to encourage you and let you know that I'm praying for you." And so that would be the three things. Thank God for salvation. Thank you that is life you no longer live. It is Christ who lives you in you. And encourage and pray with other people today. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for everything you are, that you did come down in the form of a man, and that you died for our sins, and that you rose again, and you are very much alive today. And I just pray that we would take time today to encourage and edify and comfort one another, and that we would just be thanking you that is no longer the life we live, it is you who lives in us. And we just thank you for everything you are and everything you have done and are doing today. In Jesus' name.